Penguin Audiobooks presents No Second Chance by Harlan Coben. Read by Dylan Baker. When the first bullet hit my chest, I thought of my daughter. At least that is what I want to believe. I lost consciousness pretty fast. And if you want to get technical about it, I don't even remember being shot. I know that I lost a lot of blood. I know that a second bullet skimmed the top of my head, though I was probably already out by then. I know that my heart stopped. But I still like to think that as I lay dying, I thought of Tara. FYI, I saw no bright light or tunnel, or if I did, I don't remember that either. Tara, my daughter, is only 6 months old. She was lying in her crib. I wonder if the gunfire frightened her. It must have. She probably began to cry. I wonder if the familiar, albeit grating, sound of her cries somehow sliced through my haze, if on some level I actually heard her. But again, I have no memory of it. What I do remember, however, was the moment Tara was born. I remember Monica, that's Tara's mother, bearing down for one last push. I remember the head appearing. I was the first to see my daughter. We all know about life's forks in the road. We all know about opening one door and closing another, life cycles, the changes in seasons. But the moment your child is born, it's beyond surreal. You have walked through a Star Trek-like portal, a full-fledged reality transformer. Everything is different. You are different. A simple element hit with a startling catalyst and metamorphosed into one far more complex. Your world is gone. It shrinks down to the dimensions of, in this case anyway, a 6-pound, 15-ounce mass. Fatherhood confuses me. Yes, I know that with only 6 months on the job, I am an amateur. My best friend, Lenny, has 4 kids, a girl and 3 boys. Marianne is 10, his youngest just turned 1. With his face permanently set on happily harried and the floor of his SUV permanently stained with congealed fast food, Lenny reminds me that I know nothing yet. I agree. But when I get seriously lost or afraid in the realm of raising a child, I look at the helpless bundle in the crib and she looks up at me, and I wonder what I would not do to protect her. I would lay down my life in a second. And truth be told, if push came to shove, I would lay down yours too. So I like to think that as the 2 bullets pierced my body, as I collapsed onto the linoleum of my kitchen floor with a half-eaten granola bar clutched in my hand, as I lay immobile in a spreading puddle of my own blood, and yes, even as my heart stopped beating, that I still tried to do something to protect my daughter.